Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. This week, my family is enjoying Walt Disney World, and I'm at home doing my stuff. So, but one of the things I'm doing while they're gone is, of course, doing some of the home IT maintenance on their computers. That's a little difficult to do when they're home doing stuff. Not to say that I can't do it, but it's easier to make changes to, say, the home network or add devices and do all kinds of weird stuff when they're not home to to be disrupted by some of my changes. When I make my own changes, and I'm the only one here, then it makes life a lot easier. So anyway, so I was doing some of that, and I realized that there's some software that's loaded on the computers. I mean, computers are Windows machines. The OS updates pretty much on its own. I don't have to worry much about it. And meanwhile, there are pieces of software on the computer that don't auto-update on their own. And the kids do not have admin rights on their computers, so I have to go and, you know, click through the upgrade stuff, which it's like, look, and this is even with Microsoft software, this is even with Skype. I mean, come on. If you can make Windows auto update, you can make Skype auto update and Java. You know, I have many, many words for my friends at Oracle about, look, can't you figure out a way to auto update Java? Don't ever prompt me, just update it like Microsoft does Windows. Although I had some issues with Windows too, because my daughter's laptop is running Windows 10, and I had to log into it to update some piece of software or run a scan or whatever. It's like I hadn't used it in a while, and all of a sudden, like, yeah, welcome to a new version of Windows. And so it took like 5 minutes before it started up. It's just all these things. You know, it's like, haven't we got this right? Again, you're not going to always have people to click on the upgrade. I mean, I want, you know, there's certain pieces of software, just auto upgrade them. I don't care. I don't want, you know, and I understand that there's going to be people in situations where you don't want to do that, and that's totally fine. But it should be the default option, or at least a, you know, very easy to enable option, like just auto update the software automatically in the background. Don't prompt me about it, because the people that are making that decision are end users that do not have admin rights. So just do it. So auto update, you know, whatever it is, Adobe, right? Auto update Java, auto update all these things. Because honestly, that's the only way that, some of the bugs that come out actually get fixed, right? People, if people are asked a question of whether they should update or not, they're probably not going to update. The only way that this stuff actually, you know, that these bug fixes actually get pushed out is if the stuff's auto updated and users don't get a whole lot of choice in the matter. Now, again, I'm not saying that should be true for everything, but, certainly for at least the devices and machines under my purview, auto-update all the things, please. I mean, I don't understand why this is so complicated. I don't understand why even Microsoft hasn't figured it out, even though they've kind of annoyed people with the way they've done the forced Windows 10 migration. It seems like that if you can do it for Windows 10, to get people on Windows 10, you can do it for Skype. You can do it for all these different things, and all the different vendors should be able to figure out a way to have some sort of auto-update thing that just happens, and people will get the latest versions of whatever it is. And I don't get it. It boggles my mind that it's 2016 and I can deploy applications in the cloud, and I can have them update, and I can do all of this this stuff to deploy like really, really, really complicated applications in the cloud. And yet on my desktop, I still have to I still have to wait for somebody to click a button to update the version of Java or whatever. Just auto update all the things. Please, 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 please. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.